Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we are going to study a difficult passage, and if you will patiently endure some of the tougher stuff in the beginning of this message, it is going to ease up toward the middle and latter part of the message and be a lot easier for you to follow. You don't need to check out on this first part. We'll try to make it very clear and very simple for you. But nonetheless, it is, you know, the first part is weighty. We're dealing with Acts chapter 13, verse 48. Acts chapter 13, verse 48 says, "And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed." And the question that we're going to answer in the broadcast today is, what does ordained mean in Acts chapter 13, verse 48, "as many as were ordained to eternal life believed"? Now, some interpret ordained here to mean predestined. If you go to the internet and you want to see what other authors have to say, much of what is written on this verse has to do with predestination. It has to do with Calvinism. It has to do with God making a decision before the foundation of the world that these Gentiles would be saved. However, by studying the context and the use of the word ordained in other passages, in other words, we're going to see the context in which this word is used, we're going to look at other passages in which the word ordained is used, we're going to see that ordained here does not mean predestined at all. Rather, it has the combined meaning of ordered and appointed. And that's why simply translating this word appointed, as you will find in some of the other modern translations, is not correct either. There's more to it, and you're going to see as we do this study today. Now, I'm going to give you three reasons why the word ordained here in this text does not mean predestined. The first reason is this: Luke's other uses of the word ordained. Luke's other uses of the word ordained. Luke uses the word ordained here and five other times in the Acts of the Apostles, and never does it mean predestined. All of the definitions of ordained below that you're going to hear in just a second are English dictionary definitions. In other words, you go to the English dictionary, like I went to Webster's Third International Dictionary, and the definitions are right there for you. Okay, I didn't supply them myself. In Acts chapter 1, verse 22, there was the need to replace Judas Iscariot because he had fallen. Okay, and in Acts chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says, "Beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection." All right, so Matthias was ordained. That is, by definition, he was introduced into the office of the ministry. Now, you notice in the context of Acts chapter 1, the choice of Judas Iscariot's replacement was determined by lot among the apostles in verse 26. Therefore, Matthias was not predestined. All right, the choice was made there. Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Another use of the word ordained. Peter is preaching to Cornelius and his household. He says he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Peter is saying that Jesus Christ was ordained of God to be the judge. All right, there, it means that Jesus was invested with judicial functions. And you can see that clearly by going back to the book of John, the Gospel of John, where Jesus Christ is preaching in one place in John chapter 5 and verse 22. Jesus Christ says, "The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Okay, so there, ordained means he was invested with, that is, judicial functions. In Acts chapter 14, in Acts chapter 14 and verse 23, as Paul is coming back through on his missionary journey, the Bible says, "When they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed." Okay? So these are elders that were ordained. There simply means the elders were invested with ministerial functions. Definition. You can get it right out of the dictionary. Acts chapter 16, verse 4. "As they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem." So what happened is the apostles and elders got together in Acts chapter 15 and made some decrees for the Gentile converts. These decrees were, quote, "constituted by the apostles." That's what the definition of ordained is there. And then one more time in Acts chapter 17, Acts chapter 17 and verse 31, "Speaking of God, he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained." He's speaking of Jesus Christ again, ordained there, meaning that Jesus Christ was invested with judicial functions. All of that right out of the dictionary. So Luke uses the word ordained six times in the Acts of the Apostles, and never once does it have anything to do with predestination. Here's the second reason that the word ordained in Acts chapter 13, verse 48, does not mean predestined. And the second reason is the other translations of the word tetagmenoi. That's the Greek word that they use to translate ordained. Now, people who don't understand what the Bible says in English often go to the Greek word from which the English word was translated. And they hope by doing this that they can understand the meaning of the English word by defining the Greek word. Now imagine that. If they can't get the definition in plain English, how is it that they think they're going to get the plain understanding of the definition in a foreign language? That to me is incredible, but they do it all the time. Well, the Greek word translated ordained in Acts chapter 13, verse 48 is the word tetagmenoi. And this word is found in a variety of places and in a variety of tenses in your Bible. One of them is going to be Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The reason we're doing this painful study, I know you're having to endure it, but he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. The reason we're doing this painful word study is to show you that the word ordained is not a word in either the way that it's used in Greek or the way that it's used in English that means predestined. Okay? In Romans chapter 13, verse 1, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are," here's the word, "ordained of God." That word, the Greek word translated ordained, is tetagmenoi. And it simply means, and you can see it in the context, God invested the higher powers with their power and authority to rule. So in no way would this word be properly translated predestined. That would indicate that God predestined Nero and predestined Hitler and all those guys to do the horrible things they did. Luke chapter 7, here's another form of the word, Luke chapter 7 and verse 8, and here it is. This is the centurion, and he says, "For I also am a man set under authority." See that word set? All right, that word is tasamenos, and it's the same as tetagmenoi. And basically what that means is the centurion was set under authority. That is, he was ordered by his superior commander to command the 100 soldiers that he commands. So in no way would this word be translated predestined. It is one of the definitions of the word ordain, and it means to order somebody to do something. Acts chapter 28, verse 23. Acts chapter 28, verse 23. What we're doing in this study today is we're trying to find out what the word ordained means in Acts chapter 13, verse 48. And at this point in the message, what we're doing is looking at other Greek words that are translated from the underlying word that was translated ordained in Acts chapter 13, verse 48, to see if those words are ever used to mean predestined. And we've seen from Romans chapter 13, verse 1, that they weren't, and from Luke chapter 7, verse 8, that it wasn't. And in Acts chapter 28, verse 23, Luke writes, "When they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging." All right, the word appointed. The Greek word there is toxamenoi, and it's similar to the one that's translated ordained in Acts chapter 13, verse 48. And the word there doesn't mean predestined. It simply means the chief of the Jews arranged an appointment for Paul to tell them what he thought about Christianity. The appointment was not predestined. It was arranged, or it was set. And those are the correct definition of the word in Greek and in English, by the way. All right, one more. We'll look at one more before we just bore you to tears. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 16. All right, the Bible says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had," here's the word, "appointed them." That word is etoxeto. All right, appointed. And it simply means Jesus had arranged for the 11 disciples to meet him at this mountain in Galilee. The time and place were arranged just before his death. It wasn't predestined, okay? So you see, what we've seen so far in our study of Acts chapter 13, verse 48, and the word ordain, is that Luke's use of the word ordained six times in the Acts of the Apostles never has the meaning of predestined. And the Greek word that from which ordained is translated, tetagmenoi, and its various other uses, tosamenos, toxamenoi, and etoxeto, all mean appointed or set in the sense that something was ordered or arranged, okay? Ordered or arranged. It never, in these contexts and definitions, has anything to do with predestination. So then we have to say, well, then what in the world did he mean? What did Luke mean when he wrote in Acts chapter 13, verse 48, "And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed." If it's not predestination, what is it? Well, it's this. It means that God ordered and arranged this meeting and this opportunity for them to have eternal life and believe. Watch. In the context of the passage, which is our third reason that we know ordained doesn't mean predestined, God had already prophesied and commanded that Gentiles would hear the gospel. It's right here in the context. Look at verse 47. "For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying," and this is from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6, "I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." So God had already prophesied and commanded that Gentiles would hear the gospel. Now, these Gentiles that heard the gospel feared God. Look in Acts chapter 13, the chapter we're in, the context we're in, Acts chapter 13. Look at verse 16. "Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand," he's now speaking in the synagogue and addressing the people that are there in the congregation. "Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, 'Men of Israel,'" that's the Jews, And ye that watch it, fear God. That would be those among the Gentiles who were God-fearing people. Give audience. Well, these Gentiles that heard the gospel feared God. And, not only that, in Acts chapter 13, verse 42, they besought Paul to preach to them again on the next Sabbath. Acts chapter 13, verse 42. When the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. They're like, hey, we like what we're hearing and we want to hear some more of this. In other words, they came prepared to hear the gospel again. Now, the Jews, the ones that left, particularly those, not just all of them that left, but those who turned down the gospel, you know what they were doing? They didn't come prepared to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what they were doing in verse 45 on the next Sabbath, verse 44 and 45. The next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. You know what they did, according to Paul? In verse 46, they put the gospel from them and judged themselves unworthy of everlasting life. So what you've got is you've got this huge multitude of people that come to hear the gospel. And so there's the big group. And within that group, within that multitude, you've got some Gentiles there that are prepared to hear the gospel. They fear God. They have requested the gospel to be preached again. And you got these Jews who are being contentious, contradicting and blaspheming and putting the gospel away from them. You know what? You find these Jews and these Gentiles clearly described in another place in your Bible. You know where you find them? In Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. What we're doing in this study is we're answering this question. What does the word ordained mean in Acts chapter 13, verse 48? Where it says of these Gentiles, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And what we're showing you is it doesn't mean that they were predestined. Look in Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. You'll see what's going on here. These Jews who were putting the gospel away from them and these Gentiles who wanted to hear the gospel preached are clearly described in Acts chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Watch it. Speaking of the Jews, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. All right, here's the Gentiles. To them who by patience, continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Here's those Jews. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. So the Jews that turned down the gospel, those are the guys in Romans 2:8. They're the ones who were contentious. They're the ones who would not obey the truth. Therefore, you know what God did? He gave them indignation and wrath. They didn't believe. The Gentiles, these ones that we're reading about here who were ordained to eternal life, those Gentiles who came to hear the gospel and who were, the Bible says in Acts 13:48, glad and glorified the word of the Lord when they heard it, they're in Romans chapter 2, verse 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, you know what he shows them? Eternal life. They were, because they were seeking for glory and honor and immortality, God showed them eternal life in Jesus Christ. They were, quote, ordained to eternal life by God's promise that he would extend eternal life to them because they were obeying Romans chapter 2, verse 7. I mean, they couldn't get it without believing in Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible tells you, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. God sent Paul and Barnabas to these Gentiles for the express purpose of preaching the gospel to them, so they could believe and be saved. And thus, when they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, they believed. Now, the perfect example of these Gentiles that you're looking at in Acts chapter 13, verse 48, the perfect example of these is Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, and his kinsmen and near friends. Cornelius, the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 2, was a devout man and one that feared God, just like these Gentiles did, with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God alway. All right? Now, he wasn't saved. He was still lost, but he was a God-fearing man. So, you know what God did? God sent him, Peter, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, isn't that what the Bible said? How shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? God sent Peter to Cornelius and his household so that they could hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were ordained to eternal life because they had been following Romans chapter 2, verse 7. Do you get it? In other words, God ordered and appointed that Cornelius and his household should hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and eternal life. And they did. They did. Peter came, and he began to preach in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And he starts out by saying, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." That's what Romans chapter 2 says. "But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." So God ordains them to eternal life because they're looking for it. All right. So now he preaches to him Jesus of Nazareth. And I mean right in the middle of the message when Peter says, "Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." They believe, and boom, the Holy Spirit is given to them, just like he was given to those Jews back in Acts chapter 2. Yet they got it before their baptism in water. In other words, God ordered and appointed that Cornelius and his household should hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and eternal life. It was God who gave Cornelius the vision to send for Peter. And call for Simon. He says, "Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon whose surname is Peter." God did that. It was God who gave Peter the vision of the sheep filled with all manner of beasts, creeping things and fowls. God did that. You see? God ordered and arranged. God ordained the whole thing, just like he did in Acts chapter 13. So when Peter preached, "Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins," Cornelius and his kinsmen and near friends believed, and God gave them eternal life. That's what's going on in Acts chapter 13, verse 48. Listen, in personal work, of which we've done a great deal, and in preaching, of which we've done a great deal, we have seen many of these, quote, divine appointments. That's what we even call them, divine appointments. These are opportunities to witness or preach that are ordained of God. God arranges them. God appoints them. God sets them up. He's the one that orders them, and they happen. God sets them up because in Romans chapter 10, verse 15, he says the preachers need to be sent. God arranges these divine appointments and orders them just like he did for the Gentiles in Acts chapter 13, verse 48. Just like he did for Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 when he told Cornelius, "Send for Peter," and he told Peter, "Go to Cornelius, go with these," by that vision he saw, and these three Gentiles show up. He said, "Don't worry with them, go with them." And just like he did for the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8. You remember the Ethiopian eunuch is reading in Isaiah at precisely the time that God says to Philip, "Get over there and join yourself to that chariot." Right then, divine appointment. That thing was ordained by God. Now listen. He says here, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Often, those who are ordained to eternal life believe. Why? Because, according to Romans 2:7, they're already looking. They have been, by patient continuance in well-doing, seeking for glory and honor and immortality. They just don't know where to find it until they hear about Jesus Christ. And when they hear about Jesus Christ, then they believe. It's an amazing, remarkable thing. It is the perfect balance of God's sovereignty on the one hand, because He is the one that orders it. He is the one that arranges it. He is the one that sent Jesus Christ. He is the one that sets up the divine appointment. And the opportunity for the man himself to make the choice. Perfect balance. So in Acts chapter 13, verse 48, ordained there doesn't mean predestined. It doesn't any other time that Luke uses the word. And it doesn't any time that the underlying Greek word is used. That's all a fabrication of men. What it indicates to you one more time is simply this. Those Gentiles had feared God, Acts chapter 13, verse 16. Those Gentiles wanted to hear more of that gospel preached in Acts chapter 13, verse 42. And so when Paul and Barnabas showed up to preach it to him, they were ordained to eternal life. God had set the thing up. And when they heard about Jesus Christ, they believed. I pray to God that this has helped you for two simple reasons. One, to let you know people aren't saved because you rush to them and twist their arm to say a prayer. This is God's business. And the second thing, to encourage you to be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in your life so that you will be available for these divine appointments when God has somebody He wants you to witness to. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.